you could tell more about it if you could look at it, but anyway, it's, you got to set them every time for different grains. And that's the way you, all your seeders, that's the way your planters is. You planted all, plants all them seeds, but you got different holes, different plates to put in there. You got to change your plates. But you use the same frame and same everything, except you just got a different plate. You got this, your sorghum plates, you got your rice plates, you got your bean plates, and you got, because we sow our rice with oat drill all together. Most of them sow them in gate cedar, and some of them sow them with airplane. Mm-hmm. See, they sow them with airplane. They got fixed where they sow with airplane. But anyway, we sow hard with a oat drill, and you can drill your oats with an oat drill, or you can drill your beans with an oat drill. We drill our beans with a planter, six planters, six rows at a time. And everybody's got different ways of doing things, but it can all be done sort of with the same machinery.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, do you remember what, in the way of bread, what would you call the kind of bread that was baked in loaves?
Well, more than just loaves, but it was homemade, just homemade light bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the old,
what was it that made that rise?
Yeast, sort of a yeast. And that's what they use. Now, used to use, if you ever, it's sort of a sour yeast, or it used to have a yeast that would accumulate somewhere or another, and you could loan your neighbor some of it, and she could loan her neighbor some of it, and they, the whole country could be making light bread out of the same growth of the same yeast. They just add to it all the time, just keep on adding to it. And they used to make a lot of light bread. Especially down here on Grand Prairie, those old Bohemians.
Mm-hmm.
And anyhow, those people that came in there from the north and from other countries, they made all their light bread. And I guess, I don't know what my mother was. Some said I was part of Arshman. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, old-timey people made lots of light bread. Mm-hmm. At home.
At home. Well, what else would they make out of flour besides the light bread? Like at breakfast, for example, what would they make?
Well, they'd just make, Mother would make biscuits, of course.
Yeah.
And all that she'd ever make out of light bread, of course, she could make those pie crust and things out of, mm-hmm. out of the flour.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All of that, all kind of pie crust, and then infuse it and make the cakes and things.
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about cornmeal, and you said, now they made something called, I think you said, hoe cakes out of cornmeal.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Well, it wouldn't really be anything in the world but just cornmeal,
mm-hmm.
but it would be fried on top of a big orange skillet, flat orange skillet with no sides to it. It'd just be look like a big pan,
mm-hmm.
with a handle on it with no sides on it,
mm-hmm.
and you just set it on top of that fire and it'd get red hot and everything. You put your hoe cake on there, you put your cornbread, it'd be thick and heavy and
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't run all over creation, knowing you just, you'd have some kind of a cup and you dip it and maybe pat it out and put it on there and spread it out all over that. And that's what they call a hoe cake. And it would answer the purpose of bread. And,
it
would be bread. It would be made out of corn. It would be ground up corn and it would be the same thing as hoe cake. And it would be made out of cornbread. But that's about all the way you'd have to bake it.
Mm-hmm.
If you were down on a creek somewhere and you had a whole bunch of kids and your husband knowing, why, you'd have
mm-hmm.
to... You didn't have another way to have no bread, you'd have to make a hoe cake.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get your skillet good and hot, and maybe you might put a little fat on it or something other where it wouldn't stick maybe too much. You'd put that hoe cake on there, and you'd watch it, and you'd turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd stay there until you got it cooked, and it'd be done. Well, they'd all like it because it wouldn't be any other kind of bread, no hand, because they'd have to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the kids might grumble a little bit, but that would, they'd get hungry enough, they'd eat it. And it'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else would they make with cornmeal besides that?
Well, I don't know whether, besides whiskey.
Oh, I didn't know they made whiskey with cornmeal. Did,
well,
you
they can make whiskey with cornmeal.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's what they make whiskey out of, Sally.
I didn't know that.
I'm married. No, but I don't know if the cornmeal is just mostly made for cornbread and,
mm-hmm.
and husk and to make some kind of a oat cakes and things out of cornmeal. Because my wife, she just makes cornbread. She makes cornbread. She makes some good cornbread. I can make cornbread.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Have you ever heard anything called a corn dodger?
No. I expect that's just a different name from a different kind. Now we, a lot of people will make corn sticks. You know what corn stick? They have a pan, a cast iron pan with little rolls, and you fill those little trenches full of your cornmeal. And when you get it done, well, you got your corn sticks, and they'll be about all longer than your finger, maybe, and big as your finger. And you just have little cornbread sticks instead of cutting it up in little bit of strips. Well, you just have it already be made in a little bit of strips. I had some one day, and no lady. She was an elder lady, She had some, and I had dinner with them. Anyway, she had some, and it was good. But there was corn.